with that ball.
Yeah, Dio.
Give it back.
Yuck! There's still drool all over my shirt.
Hello, ladies. Will you do me the honor of taste testing my banana nut cake? I'm entering in my company's annual mandatory bake-off.
Oh. Well, Chaz, it certainly has an interesting texture.
What'd you do, leave an appeal?
Chaz, if you really want to win the bake-off, you're going to need a little help. Wait here, I'll be right back.
Here, Will, throw it to me. I don't like this, Tubby. Now I can see right through to my tubby.
Don't worry, Chucky. I bet your daddy can fix it.
Okay, kid. Last one in the pool, the rat egg.
Hey, little fella, you got a rip in your shirt. Well, we'll take care of that.
You know kids in clothes there, Chaz.
This is my grandmother's chocolate cake recipe from the old country. The secret is a cup of potatoes mashed with a shoe. But we can use a fork.
Thanks, Dee Dee. I'll go pick up the ingredients right now. The grand prize is a year's supply of air fresheners. Okay, Chucky. Daddy's off to the store. Thank you, sweetheart. You give the best hugs in the whole world. Got everything on the list. Chucky, Daddy's got you some new shirts. Now you pick out your favorite while we start the cake, okay?
Shirt the best.
Oh, I'm a little worried about Chucky. He's awfully attached to his old shirt.
Yeah, I guess that settles it.
There, little fella. Very nice, Chucky.
It's time to see if the cake's done. Bobby would always poke it with a broom straw. I've pulled one for each of us.
Hi, guys. I'm back.
Great, Chucky.
Hello. Where you been? Anybody notice anything different?
Yeah, my house looked like it growed hairs on it.
Hey, it got ears, too.
You guys, I'm wearing one of my brand new shirts.
Oh, it's nice, Chucky.
It's very prettyful.
Gosh, I had lots of good times at my old shirt. Like the time I ate 11 popsicles in one day. And the time I did my first somersault. Without my favorite shirt, I don't even feel like Chucky no more.
Of course you're still Chucky, Chucky.
Well, look at you. Another new shirt? I barely recognized you, handsome stranger.
Did you hear what your mommy said? Even she thinks I'm not Chucky no more.
Maybe you'd feel more like Chucky if you took that new shirt off.
You feel like Chucky now?
No, I feel Nicky. I'm just not the same. I think you guys better start calling me a different name.
Like Stinky?
No.
How about Twinkly? You know, like the song. Twinkly, twinkly, little star.
I feel more like a Ralph.
Stinky's just a shirt.
Yeah? How'd you like it if your daddy take away your shirts with the duckies on them?
I guess I'll go look at a book.
Maybe Ralph can read.
Come on, guys. We got to prove to Chucky that he's still Chucky.
Hey, Chucky. It's Ralph now, Tommy.
Oh, sure, Ralph. We got to experiment. Close your eyes and open your mouth.
Chucky Booties is my favorite.
Now try this.
Yucky.
Well, if you love puddings and you hate Grandpa's wrinkly fruits, then you got to be Chucky.
Do you really think so, Toby?
Of course.
Yay!
Chucky's back. Thanks, guys.
Gee, you even bring me a cake to celebrate.
Banana, my favorite.
Yuck. What's wrong?
Guess Ralph don't like banana cake. I'm gonna go outside and see what kinds of toys Ralph likes.
Wow. Maybe Chucky really did turn into Ralph.
Hey, Chuck. Ralph.
We were just thinking, since Chucky's not here no more, do you want to be our friend?
Okay. Well, what do you guys want to do?
We can play hide and go peep.
Yeah. Chucky always liked playing hide and go peep.
Maybe we can play with Dilly.
Yeah, he used to like to spit stuff up on Chucky.
Chucky didn't like it very much.
Hey, guys, what about the sandbox?
Don't tell me. Chucky liked to play there, too.
Yeah, this is where he always sitted. And this is where he always shaked the sand out of his hands.
Remember when he drew a picture of Angelica without no hair? Chucky laughed so hard, grabbed his skin out of his nose.
I really miss Chucky.
Yeah, me too.
Hi. What about me?
We like you too, Ralph. It's just that we miss Chucky.
Yeah, Ralph, he ain't here no more. So you better just forget about this Chucky kid. Get used to me.
Boy, Ralph's a lot crankier than Chucky.
Yeah, he's a real crabby pants.
I heard that. Well, if you guys don't like crabby pants, then maybe we should have made friends. I'll just go home with my daddy when he gets back from the store.
Oh, but Ralph... what if Chucky's daddy isn't your daddy?
Oh, no. He's gonna come back looking for Chucky, and all he's gonna see is... me. I wish I never ripped my shirt.
Hi, kids. Where's Chucky? I have a surprise for him. Hi, Dilly. You want to see what's inside? No, not my glasses.
There's my daddy.
I mean, Chucky's daddy. I guess I better go give him a hug goodbye.
Hey, there's my Chucky. Even without my glasses, I know that hug anywhere.
Wow, I guess he really is Chucky.
Wow, look at that cake.
This is going to knock the socks off those judges.
Actually, why don't we let the kids be the judges? Who wants cake?
I'm glad you're back to being yourself, Chucky.
Oh, me too, Tommy. I guess the shirt's not so important after all. It's fun, Philip.
But I kind of like that rough kit.
Oh, I almost forgot. Chucky, I bought you another new shirt. I got 6 more just like it.
It's so nice having all the kids here for dinner.
Yeah, great.
Dill just doesn't seem to want to eat.
He probably wants to play with the Reptar wagon, like me.
I already told you, sweetheart, the Reptar wagon's broken.
But I want to play with it.
Maybe when you're done with your dinner, Uncle Stu will fix it for you.
But I don't want to eat this yucky green stuff.
If you want to be a big girl, you're going to have to eat like a big girl.
Can't I just have cookies for dinner and stay a little girl a weensy bit longer?
Cookies aren't for dinner, Angelica.
But Grandpa has cookies for dinner.
Well, I don't know what she's talking about.
Of course you do, Grandpa. You always sneak a few cookies from the cookie jar right before you come to the table.
Horse feathers, you can't prove that.
Pop, I had a feeling someone was sneaking from the cookie jar. I'll just have to hide it.
If I can't have cookies, then I'm not eating.
Sorry, Angelica. You should feel pretty lucky you even have food on your plate. Back in prehistoric times, you had to hunt and gather your food.
Think I'll do a little hunting of my own for that cookie jar.
Toby, what do you think prehistoric times is?
Well, my grandpa told me it's a real long time ago, before there was even stories.
No stories?
Uh-huh. We've got a book about it. Come on, I'll show you.
See? There was big dinosaurs like Reptar everywhere.
Wow. And there were cherry dog tails flying around. They were kind of like Reptar. Then there was a big ice page.
And then people lived in caves, and they had toys made out of sticks and blankies made out of leaves.
Watch out, babies! I'm gonna collapse!
What's wrong, Angelica?
Is that you, Tommy?
No, that's Chucky. I'm over here.
Oh, I'm just so hungry.
Then maybe you should eat something.
Cookies. Cookies. I need cookies.
But my mommy hit the big dinosaur cookie jar.
I know you could find it, Tommy. You and your really smart friends. And if you do find it, I'll do something very, very nice for all of you.
Like what, Angelica?
I'll give you each a cookie.
Oh, come on, guys. We're going in search of the cookie jar. Angelica, we'll bring back the Cookosaurus.
Oh, thank you.
Dumb cave babies.
Tommy? I'm not Tommy. I'm Tug. That's Lug, and he's Slug. And you're Chug.
Tug? What's a Cookosaurus?
It's a gigantic dinosaur that carries cookies in a pouch on its tummy.
Gigantic?
The biggest dinosaur you ever seen.
Think I'll just head back to the cave for a few hundred billion years until all the dinosaurs are gone.
I better stay with you guys.
How will we find the Kookasaurus, Tog?
We have to find Diggle, leader of the small peoples. He was the last cave baby to see which way the Kookasaurus went.
Where he lived?
Up there, high up on the mountain, in a dark cave.
It's getting kind of dark.
We should go back.
What is it, Tog?
I think Fog discovered fire.
I did?
My own cave robber.
Follow me, guys. The tribe of the small people is this way. Looking for the Kookasaurus too. We have to hurry.
Now, where could she have hid those cookies?
Look, over there.
Oh, great, Diggle. Please tell us where the Kookasaurus is. We have to save Angelica.
What's that mean?
I don't know, Chuck.
Hey, look!
Cave drawings. This must tell where the Kookasaurus lives.
These pictures don't tell me nothing.
Well, then we'll just have to take Diggle and have him show us where the Kookasaurus lives. We've got to hurry. Which way is the Kookasaurus, Diggle?
Ookies, ookies.
Everybody, march! It's not moving.
Maybe it's sleeping.
Well, I think, you know, we should just let it sleep and tell Angelica. She'll just have to eat dirt and leaves like the rest of us. No!
Hey, what's this rug thing?
Wow! Chug, you discovered the wheel. Look. There's a whole bunch of wheels over by these dinosaur bones. That gives me an idea. If we put those wheels on that dinosaur skeleton, we can put the Kookasaurus inside and roll him to Angelica. Chug, you stick the wheels on, and Flug and Lug will get the Kookasaurus.
No, that Kookasaurus sleeps like a rock.
Oh,
Wait a second, Angelica. You promised us each a cookie.
Get lost. Whoa. Those cookies are all mine.
Aha! There it is. How about sharing those with your old grandpa?
No, they're mine.
What's going on in here? Pop, I thought I hid those from you.
I didn't find them. I looked everywhere, but never mind.
Angelica? There's a big plate of spinach waiting for you in the kitchen.
Hey, how did that get fixed? Come on, kids. Let's take this old dinosaur for a spin.
You know what, cave baby? I think I figured out why they didn't have stories back in the pre-story times.
Right, dog?
You didn't need them. You was always having fun.
It's coming. A totally new Nicktoon starring three brothers. This is Waffle. Please. 90% simpleton. 10% genius.
Gyroscopic barrel rotators!
100% waffle.